News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR.
John Carney, the director of Once and Sing Street, is back with his new film Power Ballad. It's out this Friday, May 29th, and it stars the legendary Paul Rudd, Ant-Man himself, as a wedding singer in Ireland who has one of his songs stolen by a fading pop star paid by Nick Jonas. I spoke with Paul and John about the making of the film, and I started by asking John, what made him think Paul Rudd was right for the musical role?
Paul sang down the phone line to us. It was so funny because it was somebody that I've looked to for the last 15 years of cinema, singing down the phone, like not quite auditioning, but going, "The Wichita lineman is still on the line." I was like, "You can hit the high note in Wichita lineman. You're in."
I think I blacked out that memory.
Talk to me then about the pressure of singing. This is the singiest role that I think you have taken on, to use a technical term.
Yeah. It is different when you're doing it in, like, doing Afternoon Delight with those clowns in that movie. There's not really a pressure because it's silly. And this was earnest. And it's really terrifying.
The whole thing hinges on both the song and you being good. If that doesn't work, the whole plot falls apart. So,
well, this is where you're talking about the budget. It all goes into post and CG and voice tuning and never end.
We did very little voice tuning. No, it was like only $2 million worth. Yeah. We had $2 million for auto-tune. No, in all honesty, you can see a file that's been heavily auto-tuned because, you know, it's green at the areas that you pull it up to. Very little on Paul. An occasional, but not like Cher, you know that thing.
Well, what? I like to do a lot of vocal runs. That was the hardest part, was really taking a step back from the vocal runs, because normally I sound a lot like Whitney Houston when she does
the searing.
The anthem.
It's that Mariah Carey, Whitney,
that's kind of my thing.
So you got to spend several, I assume, weeks, if not months, living in some of the most salubrious areas in Ireland. Nice gig for somebody who loves Ireland.
Yeah, it really was incredible. I mean, to be here for that amount of time and get to kind of work here. You know, it's the best.
Have you any desire to emulate your late father's wish to retire here?
I would in a second, yeah. Well, he really retired here.
Well, he did. In
he's staying. he's not going anywhere unless a big wind comes along. Then you might find a little bit of him in Scotland or Wales.
For those unfamiliar, this is because he is scattered here. As I understand.
Yes.
Whereabouts is
or
he scattered?
The sea. Can we might be in the sea. He's all over. He in Cove and in Kinsale and a little bit in Dingle. Places that we have been that really he loved.
Oh, that's nice.
And then we even had a little bit left over because there's kind of a lot of ashes. And we're like, okay.
What do we do with
this?
We
hit the hot spots. We can't get back on the plane with this. Where do we throw them?
Darndale.
Honest to God, my dad,
one
of my dad's all-time favorite songs was Fields of Athenry. And so why don't we just go find a field somewhere in Athenry, in which they're all kind of privately owned. They're all farms. So so my sister and I hopped a fence. I'm like, go.
What
run.
Are you doing there, Yanks?
hey, what are you?
It's like the beginning of kind of like one of those Fox search. Like, we're just spreading our father's. No, you won't be spreading any ashes in this field now. Wait, are you Paul Rudd?
I love the fact that somewhere there is a farmer who possesses a small part of your father without having any knowledge. Yeah.
And I've just managed to insult all of Darndale and all farmers.
And most of Athenry as well. One other thing on the music within this, John. The pressure of having an Oscar for a film that you've directed for music. Are you hoping this does the same?
I don't have the Oscar. Glenn and Marquetta have the Oscar, just to be very, very clear. To see Gary Clark, who didn't get an Oscar nomination for Drive It Like You Stole It, which was in Sing Street, he has just written so many amazing songs for the films that we've done, and also in his own career, he's a legendary songwriter who kind of hasn't quite gotten that songwriter acknowledgement.
Working on the songs that he wrote, I loved every one of them, and they kept getting amazing. Better and better the more I would, you know, work on them and listen to them, and I'm blown away by that guy.
One final thing before I go. You mentioned your late father. Your late father was a Titanic expert. I saw you quoted about having auditioned for Titanic
and maybe have slightly missed the audition by being more into the technical factoids that you knew about it. The thing that I really want to find out is, what's your favorite Titanic fact that people don't know?
Ooh, gosh. There was a song, people think, God Save the Queen, was the song that was playing as the ship went down. And reports say it was actually a waltz called Autumn, which is beautiful. And people should
who wrote listen. That?
That was, I think that might have been Neil Young. It was Gary Clark.
So there you go. That was Paul Rudd and John Carney. And across the new movie is out this Friday, May 29th. And it turns out that now you only those kind of things, you meet them for 5 or 6 minutes and you're in and out the door. But in the brief moment that I had the opportunity to meet Paul Rudd, disappointingly, he seems just as nice as you would imagine him to be.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.